Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good job by the officials to let the timekeeper to let the clock run out. And the Florida Panthers, Kenny and Booch, are one win away from winning their second consecutive Stanley Cup. And we will be at Sunrise on Tuesday night.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, yes, this is the night, and we are delighted to welcome in Darren Pang. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Darren, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. That's a good way to end that last game by Edzo there. Pretty dominating win by Florida. So, you know, here we are. We're getting ready here. It's been a long playoff final, but man, it's going to be exciting tonight here in Sunrise, because anytime you got a closeout game, it brings out the best in usually the team that's got their backs against the walls. And that's why I would expect the best performance from Edmonton tonight.
It just feels like, you know, the Cup's in the building. This is gotten to a point where they almost have an impossible decision to make at goalie. I don't know how you pick that, because, oh my gosh, what if we do this? What if we do that? Do you go back to Skinner? Is Pickard the guy? I mean, what would you do?
Yeah, that's not a good situation, huh? To be going into game six and not everyone knowing who the goaltender is going to be. Man, like, that's a little unsettling. But I will say this about Edmonton. I will say this, that they handle this type of adversity probably better than any team I've ever seen. Like, it's like a water off the duck's back. It's clearly they don't get rattled by it. They switch goalies. They switch their forward. They switch something else up. They lose a game bad. They come back and win a game. So my belief is that they go to Skinner in this game and, give him a pat on the pads and say, you're our guy. Let's go. It does matter, because the goaltender's got to make some saves early. We all know that. If he gives up a goal early on in the game and has, now they're trailing again, because they've only been leading for like 25 minutes of the entire final. So they cannot afford to not just give up a goal early and be behind, but give up a bad goal, a real momentum sapping, or one of those ones where your whole bench drops their heads. Like, they can't afford that. So this has got to be the best from every single player that's playing for the Edmonton Oilers if they have a chance to extend this.
Good to talk with you, Panger. Mitch Rosen sends his best.
And how's old Mitch doing anyway?
He's doing great. He's doing well, and he's definitely proud of you. I think that when you look at this series, it has been so close when the games that were in overtime, and the drama has been unparalleled. But what's been missing has been Connor McDavid scoring all the goals like he does all the time. Not until 13 minutes were left in game five did he score the first one. What's the simplest explanation for why?
Well, I think the system of Florida is one of the very best. They take away the middle of the ice. He likes to go to the middle of the ice. I think Gretz has done a great job on the panel on TNT talking about there's got to be other options. If it means faking and going around the net, causing some confusion that way, looking for the late man, which, for as great as he is, he doesn't see the ice like Wayne did. Wayne can find somebody that nobody else could see. And that's the only way to penetrate against Florida. But there's another area that we were talking about last night, and that would be he's got to shoot the puck more. Like, he's reluctant to fire the puck. And I think if you shoot it early on in the game, they'll back off a little bit, and maybe you get a little bit more room. Maybe their gap's not as tight, than it is right now. So, I mean, there's a number of areas that I think he could do a better job of myself. And maybe he will do that early on in this hockey game and get a little bit more room. But I don't believe. I think if anybody thinks that this is going to be a one man wrecking crew in a game six in Florida where they got the last change, I think you're sadly mistaken, because I just don't think that's what's going to win the game. I think it's going to have to be a total effort, and someone else is going to have to be a hero. Edmonton Oilers don't get a lot of goals from their bottom six, and they're going to need it in this game.
Yeah, and obviously when you're talking about being on the road, that's more difficult than it might be at home. And I mean, it's, there's so much to get into in terms of, you know, the idea of Canada being denied again, Edmonton so close to the cup, the idea, you know, as we're talking about McDavid's legacy, it just feels like, you know, I think the pressure is on the home team whenever you get to this point, but there's tons of pressure on everyone here.
Oh my goodness! I mean, yeah, that's exactly right. It's not just Connor's dream, you know. It's Leon Draisaitl. It's Stuart Skinner. It's Calvin Pickard. You know, so you're right. You're in this moment right now, and you're like, we've worked this hard. Here we are in a game in which we can be eliminated, and we're going to watch them celebrate the Stanley Cup like we did last year on their ice. That's why I got to tell you. That's why I don't know why I've got this belief, but I feel like we're going back to Edmonton for Game 7.
Interesting. So let's say it ends tonight, though. Let's say, because the cup is in the building, as they will remind us all the throughout the game. Who's the Conn Smythe winner? Who do you think is it? Sam Bennett with the 15 goals? Is it Marchand because of his Stanley Cup final? What do you think? How's that going to go?
Yeah, that's very, very close for me. And I think if you ask us at the TNT, we'd probably be very, very split. I would go Sam Bennett for his overall impact for four rounds. Marchand has another two goals in this one, and you know what, and dazzles everybody. Then I think he would influence the writers who vote for it on his spectacular play in the final. But I think the overall play, I think Sam Bennett would be my pick at this point. You know, Bobrovsky would be somewhere at the end, but. Draisaitl for, you know, if it ends up going to seven games and Edmonton ends up winning it, you know, I'd have to lean towards Draisaitl. I think he's got the most overtime or game
four.
Winning goals.
Yes,
in
four.
History, you know, incredible. That game. I think that's got to mean something. So yeah, that's where I would lean. But right now, I would lean Sam Bennett, and then it would be a real close Brad Marchand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, Panger, we have to ask you this, because obviously your day job is you're the analyst for the Blackhawks on CHSN. Mm-hmm. You do a terrific job. And I think that when you look at yesterday with Team USA and Team Canada announcing the first six players for the Olympic teams, the respective Olympic teams, the question in Chicago becomes, what about Connor Bedard making the Olympic team? He wasn't part of the Four Nations face-off. It was something that I think was a disappointment to many. But I wonder, in terms of the Olympic team, what are his chances of making Team Canada?
Well, they're probably on the longer side of making it. I think, you know, I do believe it would have helped if he went to the World Championships and made an impact there and got in front of everybody again. You know, I understand what he chose to do. I mean, he wanted to work on things to get better, and he's a highly motivated guy. And but I'm going to, you know, I'd say that that center ice position is just so difficult. And a lot of the veteran players that have been in the league a while that play center can also play the wing. And, you know, I'm not sure if Hockey Canada sees him as a guy that can, you know, conceivably get on the wing in an elimination game and, you know, go and win a board battle and do all those little things. So he'd probably need more experience on the wing. And he's going to have to be really, really, I mean, lights out to begin this season to catch their, you know, to catch their attention. I mean, everybody's cheering for Connor Bedard to be on that team and have that opportunity. There's no question about that. So they'll be watching him extremely closely. And I'm not just talking about points. I'm talking about, the details of the game. I mean, it's a new coaching staff there. I know that this coaching staff, with how experienced they are, they're going to have an influence on him. And that might mean that a puck's got to get dumped in a little bit more. It might mean, you know, less hopeful plays. But it also, when we talk about all the things that he's got to work on, we also have to remember how gifted he is at the things he's good at. You know, so, I mean, that's the one thing, too, that you put him in an environment with all those great players, he can make a play and he can see the ice. And that's what you want at that time. You're not picking a bunch of third and fourth line grinders for the Olympics. You're picking, you know, the best of the best. So, I mean, my hope is he gets off to a great start and he opens up John Cooper and Doug Armstrong's eyes and they go, you know what, he's back on this short list, or he's back on this list, or let's keep an eye on him again. So that's what I think is going to happen at the end of the day. But I think it's going to be a tough road to make it. It's just a pretty darn strong team.
Before we let you go, Panger, what were your impressions of Jeff Blashill hired as the next Hawks head coach?
Really impressed. I can see why in any meetings with he and Kyle and the staff and Danny Wirtz that he's such a good professional. He's been around great coaches. And I really think, guys, that, and I've known Jeff for quite a while. In fact, you know, I'm in Michigan in the off season, and I spend a little bit of time. I play a little golf with him, and the same with Mike Vellucci, the same thing. So I like the way these guys are thinking. I'll tell you one thing: when Mike Vellucci did interview, you know, obviously went through the process of going through it as well. I believe the one thing he said to Kyle was, you know, if you don't pick me, you know, if I'm not the guy on the staff, you're making the right decision with Jeff Blashill. So Jeff has got the respect of coaches around, and I do believe that Jeff's going to come in, take a lot from John Cooper, and I think he's going to be good for these players. I think he's going to be tough on the players in terms of how you're going to play, and there's going to be, you know, no negotiation. And I think that's what we need. We need predictable play. And again, going back to Connor, that's really going to help him. I mean, when you get disciplined play and you've got good structure, that helps really good players. They know, you know, what's going to happen. They know where the puck's going to be. So I'm really excited. And Mike Peckett, too, he's a really good coach. He'll be good with the forwards. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a great way to start. And I'm glad Anders is staying on because he's a real bright guy and he'll be good with his coaching staff as well.
Darren, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Great catching up. We'll see you at the draft party.
Thanks, Darren.
Great.
Looking forward to it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.